Okay, welcome to the podcast. I'm back. I feel like I've been listening. I checked out last week's with Jeremy from Church Mag, which is awesome. That was a great conversation. But Niels, have you missed me?
I missed you, Jay. I missed you wholeheartedly. I missed you. So everybody knows and hears, I missed you.
So I will say, we were talking about this before. You know, I was at a conference that my church was putting on and interacting with some people that listened to the podcast. And you were saying you were hanging out with some people that listened to the podcast.
Yeah. So I was at NRB 2 weeks ago in Orlando. I don't know what NRB stands for, but it's like the National Media Church, you know, Ministry Media Conference. I think it started in radio originally, but TV ministries, radio ministries, broadcast ministries. Anyways, it was cool to be there. Interesting. Some of the older media, you know, yeah, and traditional media, and then how they're integrating new media. What was her name? The Chewbacca lady was there from the most viral Facebook Live video. There's actually a presenter from Facebook there as well. And then probably the most famous person, Kenny Jang, @KennyJang on Twitter, was there at NRB.
He has like special like speaking sweater vests that he likes.
Yes. You know, it was, Kenny, and he kept introducing himself as DJ Chuang at the conference, but everyone knew it wasn't him because he wasn't wearing orange. But, Kenny was representing Dot Bible. He has Insta Dot Bible if you want to check out his Dot Bible site. And very interesting to see what, you know, American Bible Study is continuing to do with Dot Bible. The Museum of the Bible was doing a lot of stuff there. They're doing some incredible stuff on social media. They're about to surpass 1 million Facebook fans. I got to meet their social media manager there. Love, you know, just some people that are really pushing some limits of technology. I also got to watch the Jesus film in VR. So there's a group putting that out. And so I had to sign like a non-disclosure thing.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, no, I'm not allowed to, but I'm doing it now. So I'm not allowed to.
You know, Jesus film, they like to sue.
Yeah. So I'm not allowed to like, anyways. So I could say that I watched, I just can't talk about
it. I watched it, but you can't do the Wild Wild West, Will Smith.
I don't know what somebody would actually copy out of, or I can't like, anyway, I didn't really understand what I signed. I just signed it so I could watch it in VR. Cool. But it was interesting. I love that people are doing VR stuff. We actually have a client that we're working with that's doing virtual reality tours of the Holy Land.
Oh, wow.
And so they're integrating into YouVersion. So it's called the Octagon Project. Really interesting, cool stuff. So actually, let's talk, Jay, we're catching up on a lot of stuff here. VR is continuing to be a big deal. I gotta brag too. I just got accepted to the Facebook F8 Developers Conference. I'm not a developer, but I got accepted as a marketer.
Yeah.
I was looking through their sessions, and like half of them are on virtual reality.
Interesting.
Which is crazy. This space is moving fast. Vimeo just announced today. I think it was today. I just saw it today that you can have VR videos on Vimeo. They're hosting, you know, VR videos or 360 videos on Vimeo now. Obviously YouTube is in on this, but the space is starting to move quickly. Anything you're noticing or seeing or trends or anything people should be paying attention to?
No, I mean, I definitely see, you know, I think you had shared something that was like, you saw a 360 live capture.
On Facebook Live.
We call it Facebook Live. So we're seeing it more. It's more and more normal. I've seen more churches.
Yeah.
I think actually Saddleback Kaylee had bought like a 360 thing, and she was doing a capture of one of our experiences. So I'm seeing a lot more people. Yeah.
She got my same Insta 360 from. We hung out at the conference, and then she got the same.
Yeah.
And I noticed on that camera, I can now live stream to YouTube through my Insta 360. They just updated their app, so I can 360 live to YouTube now.
Which
is crazy.
I just love that you're seeing way more people tinker with it. I think that's where you get the most success. Yes, you know, everybody thinks it's polished plans and the well thought out strategy. A lot of it in the initial early on is just getting on and messing around with it. Haley was like, I mean, she was, when we were kind of talking about it, she was like, she was moving so fast. She just bought it herself and just, you know, used it because it wasn't like she probably couldn't even get it approved quick enough in her own budget. So it was like, I'm just going to buy it and mess and see how it works. And if it works, we can integrate it in, but just keep on trying. But I think we're going to have more and more cool experiences. I think actually I was seeing our discipleship team was doing some kind of journey with Jesus thing that we might release in Easter. It's going to be a VR 360 experience that I don't know. Once it gets released, we'll talk about it. But I've been hearing rumblings about that, where like our pastor Rick is actually reading a script and you can walk through something. So crazy. Just crazy stuff.
Yeah, I love, I mean, we've been talking about VR for about a year on this podcast, but I feel like it's in the last month that I've seen it pick up traction all over the place. I see it all over marketing. I see it with Chick-fil-A, with Cow's VR.
Oh, yeah.
We're just seeing VR becoming, my father-in-law, it was funny, about, you know, over Christmas, I brought up Tesla and self-driving cars. We had one of these conversations and he was like, "That's just stupid." You know, I was like, "Can you, Dad?" You know,
Logan, they have, you know, it's like in the future. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but
no.
They have like the route, like on some, you know, road, and it's like, I think it's 2029, but there's like self-driving semis.
Okay.
That are like doing it. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's a little bit of a nod. You know,
yeah.
You know, like I just saw Tomorrowland, you know, the movie like a week ago, like one of the stations is a Tesla station. I'm like, oh, there's a little bit of a nod to Tesla. Like you can see it going. I will say the biggest thing is with Vimeo, you know, with us, with the company we've been working on, you know, now we're like, oh, great. We integrate with Vimeo. So if you have a Vimeo content, we can get you on TV apps. And now we're thinking this might pave the way for us to be able to like easily get 360 content on your Apple TV and other devices, and you're limited to the platform, but there's some cool stuff that we're going to be messing around with.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, and I'm so eager to see what Apple does with VR, you know, and what they're able to create. But you're seeing more and more VR coming out. I'm curious if Oculus is going to have more that's available outside of the Samsung, you know, VR Gear VR that you don't have a PC to, you know, to really do. I mean, Samsung Gear VR, you can do Samsung phone, but so many iPhone users out there. Beyond Google Cardboard, I think there's got to be a better experience to take it next level.
Which, for the most part, Apple still feels like they still think it's the augmented reality stuff. So I think that it feels like they're more going to be like, take that 360 capture and somehow project it to be interactive, which would be really cool. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there, but yeah, so that's rolling. Anything else in the VR before we change?
I lost my train of thought. My father-in-law is at this conference. He's in hydraulics, and I've been telling him, I've been saying VR, AR, you know, 3D printing. Talk about these things that are like
PR,
you are
nuts.
But he's like, I'm at the conference and it's everywhere. AR, VR, and 3D printing. And he's like, and I felt like I can have a conversation with people because we've had these crazy conversations at Christmas that I thought you were nuts at, but now I'm having like real conversations that real applications, you know, in this kind of blue collar industry, especially around 3D printing. I'm really curious with AR and VR, what that has to do with what he does. But anyways, I'm excited to have conversations with, and drones. He's like, drones are coming into our business in a very real way. So I don't know what drones have to do with hydraulics, but I'm interested to find out. But these technologies are moving so ridiculously fast. And I think, you know, I feel like we've been having these conversations, and it's almost like social media 6 years ago when people are like, come on, this isn't really going to stick. And I feel like we're kind of with AR, VR, especially, it's kind of like, so this is really where this technology is going,
which
seems so weird, but
which is how Jeremy last week was talking about how Google is pivoting to a little bit using some of those bots for interaction, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I definitely think there's a lot of that type of support integration with AI, especially with AR. I honestly am more excited about the augmented reality stuff. I think that's more interactive and there's a lot of really cool stuff you can do. Still haven't seen anything that's like compelling, you know, outside of the hologram stuff. But I think for ministry purposes, there's a lot of cool stuff that if you could just mess with, and, you know, especially I'm a learner that likes to mess, you know, I need to whiteboard it. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of stuff rolling. The only other thing, you know, the other thing was, I was just remembering, is that Facebook just, a messenger released a big update.
Yeah.
You know, continually trying to scavenger pillage Snapchat. So
I think Messenger is one of those things is like, what exactly are they trying to do with it? You can have video conferences within it. You can do like Snapchat, like features. Yeah. You can, we're talking with Christian Vision you know, about kind of some custom integrations with within, you know, some retargeting. It's really interesting. It kind of even some of it came out of WhatsApp when they kind of integrated some of those, that functionality.
I call it the WhatsApp Messenger.
The WhatsApp app. It's interesting what Facebook is doing. I mean, you call a Lyft driver through it. I don't fully understand what all it can do, but it can do it. Just there, that's where they're spending a lot of time innovating, is around Messenger. And they're, I mean, obviously they've tried to move us from email to Messenger, but it's really, you're seeing a lot of development from what was basically a simple message back and forth system to a really complex app.
I was actually talking to CV Outreach earlier today about, you know, they run ads, formerly searchable.church, now CV Outreach, where they're running ads and they're really pushing, they want a beta with me where move away from the email capture to go straight to your Facebook Messenger. Yeah. And part of it was like, you can increase engagement. They believe through some beta testing that they're figuring out. But I will say personally, just as a pastor, I was actually talking to one of our campus pastors at Saddleback, and we were at a conference this week, and there was somebody part of my online community got plugged into his local church that I helped connect. And he was sharing this pastoral like response. He goes, oh, she's still going through this. And he was saying he held up his phone, and not a digital guy, this Marine guy that hadn't had this background. He's like, most of my ministry right now is not through email. It's through Facebook Messenger. And he was just saying how like, that's how members message him. He's just like, they reach out that way. And I was like, you know what? I've noticed that too. That, and at first it's a little overwhelming because I got email, I got my phone, I got, you know, all the, now I got to also think about strategically my Facebook Messenger. It's a big, you know, it feels like a burden, but I will say the response rate is so high on Facebook Messenger because they're there and they're using it, and it's more seamless and it's more friendly looking. There's still some stuff.
I like that I can see if people read my message. Do you like that, or does that annoy you?
I like it. I will say that there's sometimes that like I do, like Slack does that if you have it on, where like I kind of sometimes want, and obviously iMessenger, I want to be able to peek at it. And sometimes you can do that by looking if you have the notifications on your phone, but sometimes it, like part of me, like I like check my phone. It's one of the first couple things I do when I wake up in the morning. And I don't, if I say I read it, I want to be ready to respond, and I might want to see it before I respond. And so that's the give and take of it. So that's why I think it's such a good thing on like support stuff and response, especially for church online people. The Messenger thing is so heavy. That you wanted to have something, and you can have saved replies now. That's what that CV Outreach was saying. You can have saved replies and you personalize it, but it's still not, I don't think churches are widespread doing it. They see it as like a public info inbox.
But it's how they're added a lot of fun features into it, and like GIFs and all kinds of fun things. So I love where they're going with that. Jay, before we wrap up, there's one thing I want to say. I got to meet a longtime hero of mine, Matt McGee, at the NRB conference. He was there representing Circle, which he created. I got to learn a lot about the history of Circle, why he created it. Matt, as many kind of church technology people might know him historically, he started the Roar app. He wrote the first, that I'm aware of, book about social media for ministry that I read maybe 7 years ago. And it was an ebook download, really great resource back then. You know, I think feel like my book is outdated. I'm sure that one is outdated now too. But he led the way, you know, so he kind of pioneered a space, started to help thousands of churches get a mobile app early on in that space, was the first company acquired by Ministry Brands. He has since started Circle, which is helping protect the internet. Our family uses it. I love it. They just actually came out with a big new update. So I'm a big fan of Matt's, and so I want to just thank him for the time. We hung out a little bit there. We got to hang out, Kenny and I got to hang out with him for a long time one night there at NRB. So really appreciate his time, what he's doing, and want people to check out Circle. I got to hang out with Nick Runyon there too. And I want to just say too, I love Nick. I love the guys at CV Outreach. I gave him a hard time about dropping Searchable Church, the name. And he like literally felt bad. And he was like, there was just brand confusion. People thought we were actual church. And I love the name change. I love everything they're doing. I love their vision, their direction, how they're serving the church. Go let CV Outreach spend Google's money to help you reach people through your church. It's just an awesome thing. So CV Outreach.
Which we got to bring on Chad from their team, because there's a strategy how they're doing things that I think is very strategic.
I think he might be one of the smartest people. I want to put he and Kenny Jang in a room and just see who outsmarts the other. Because it is crazy thought, like the thought direction of process and workflow and technology flow and strategic ministry flow through that. So I love it.
So, okay, guys, for everything, to learn more about the show, go to socialmedia.church, use the hashtag SMC podcast, and recommend future shows. Niels, guess what?
What?
Spurs suck.